from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He knows how to coach guys up. We sometimes, you just accepted the fact that Poyer was out, Hyde was out for a year. They lost Trey, and this defense just plays. And they find ways, and you look at them, and sometimes you try to map it out. Even if you looked at individual guys on this defense, you know, it's not like you would say superstars all over the place. I have a lot of faith, even with all the change, I have a lot of faith in the secondary because of McDermott and Babich.
Mike Catalana on earlier today with Jeremy and Joe, as everyone but yours truly descended on Rochester for Bill's training camp over at St. John Fisher. I'm not jealous. I promise I'm not jealous. Let's get connected to the fans, and that is brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll start on Twitter as Kyle tweets in, this training camp just feels a little different. More relaxing, not as stressful. There's no concern about another very concerned incident, even though that wasn't minicamp. Plus, no injuries. Feels like the first camp where the culture is really restored, in my opinion. I agree with pretty much all of it. I mean, that's what I said in the first segment. I feel like this camp is very relaxed. There's no real drama. The minicamp thing. Man, I'm never going to remember, or I'm never going to forget where I was, Kyle, on that. Where it's just, I was in line for the Tron ride in Magic Kingdom, and I go on Twitter because I know, you know, McDermott's going to be speaking. Let's see if I can, you know, just see anything. I still got a few more days left of my vacation, but, you know, I want to know what's going on. And I see that stuff, and I'm like, oh, God, no. Like, it's just everything, just a dark cloud formed over me and my family as we're all, like, just like, oh, this is a nightmare. I don't like this. This is not good in terms of the Stephon Diggs stuff. It ultimately got figured out. But it was kind of something that then lingered with the team, really, the rest of the first half of the season, and then sort of reared its head again in the second half when he was not being targeted nearly as much or just wasn't as effective as he was in the first half of the year. It was very, very concerning, to say the least. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Rob in Connecticut. Rob, good morning, my friend. How are we doing today, man?
Well, I'm doing very well, Zach, very well. I just want to say, if Jeremy's listening, it was great to hear his voice this morning. It was. It got me all fired up. I'm ready for the season. One of the things that McDermott actually touched on and I locked onto was, I like the way he put it, we don't know what we have, but we know what we have. And I just... That makes a lot of sense, you know, and it is a mystery. It makes me want to, like, look more forward to the season. And that's it. And, oh, by the way, I do have October 14th, Monday night, circled New York, well, actually the New Jersey Jets.
Yeah, because even Aaron Rodgers is saying they're the New Jersey Jets.
So, I've always called them that. But, yeah, I wanted to get that in on Chopin the Bulldog yesterday. Never got a chance to, but that's the game I'm looking forward to the most, because I live in Connecticut, and I'm surrounded by nothing but Jets fans. I'm closer to MetLife, and I can't stand the Jets, and I don't like Fireman Ed. But, McDermott made a lot of sense with that. You know, we don't know what we have because we haven't seen it yet, but we know what we have. Mm-hmm. So think about that for a little bit. And it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Zach.
Rob, man, thanks for the call. Have a great day, man. And, yeah, I think that's it's a cryptic way to put it, But it's not bad by any means, because I think it is right. Like, they know there's not a lot of newer guys on this team in terms of, like, just, yeah, we have, honest to God, no idea what they do. Like, they're fifth-round rookies, could be a pop player, could not be. No, like, they do know who they have. They're just waiting to see or hoping to see what they're going to get out of them in an NFL roster. You know, I honestly, the perfect example of that is last year, Terrell Bernard. I mean, going into last year, outside of the Diggs comments and all of that, but comments about Diggs and where is he and what's going on there, the biggest question was, what in the hell are they going to do at middle linebacker? Are they really actually set up for success? Is it really going to be Terrell Bernard? They let Edmonds go. He signed a big contract with Chicago. What's that going to be like now? And honestly, in camp, we didn't get much from Bernard. He was hurt. We didn't really get to see much of him. It didn't even seem like he was really taking the job, you know, the bull by the horns kind of deal. In reality, it turns out, he has been spectacular. And I think a lot of fans, myself included, prefer his style of play over Edmonds. Edmonds was maybe the more consistent, kind of like, you know what you're going to get, but it's not going to be, you know, amazing. But he is good. Where Bernard, I'm not going to say he gets, you know, blown up every now and then, but I never looked at Edmonds after like his second year as a potential all-pro player. I look at Bernard going into year three and year two as a starter as potentially an all-pro player. And I think that's the big difference. And then when you look at other guys as well, Dalton Kincaid, we kind of know what we have, but do we? Talking with Greg Thompson at Cover One about a week and a half ago, hearing that in like a 13-game span, he was on track to have like 113 targets with Stephon Diggs on the team. Now with Diggs and Davis off the team, you know, where is he at? Is he going to be a 100-catch tight end? And how different of an impact could that be on this Bills offense compared to having, say, a number one wide receiver? I am someone that has been banging the drum for quite a few years now of the tight end renaissance and elite tight ends being the real difference maker on these good teams. And it's going to be real fascinating to see what they do have. Some of these are going to be misses. 100%. I have already kind of, you know, I guess stuck my flag in the ground of, I think the Chase Claypool thing is going to be a lot of smoke, and ultimately by the end it's going to be a lot like a lot of camp guys, where Andy Isabella, maybe the perfect example from last year of just, didn't really lead to much. He's a special teams guy, gets on the field here and there if he dresses, and that's about it. And I think that's kind of where I'm at with him. Thrilled to be wrong. But he's not somebody I'm really looking forward to or thinking great things are on the horizon for him. And what could definitely be maybe his last shot on an NFL roster. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Mark in Rochester. Mark, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I have no doubt the defense is going to be consistent. They're always consistent for some reason, which is weird. Speaking of misses, do you think this is the last shot for Kyler Irm and for a corner? Because he just, first-round pick, he hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't proven to be a starter at all.
It's interesting. Mark, I would have told you before today, and thanks for the call, I would have told you before, even this morning, yes, that not a cut candidate, but definitely somebody that, like, we're talking about trade target, what have you. Like, it's done. McDermott, though, this morning, I think even using the phrasing clean slate for Elam and that he is going to be part of this cornerback competition and they've hired a new secondary coach, I really am starting to wonder just how much they think kind of coaching burned him more than anything. I'm not banking on Elam developing into this great player, but he was a first-round pick. He was incredibly talented coming out of Florida, and maybe now with a different coach and maybe just maybe less eyes on him. I wonder how many of us are actually going to be sitting there and staring at Kyer Elam and going, well, how's this going to go? How's this going to go? You know, bad rep by him there. But if he can just kind of settle it down, again, new secondary coach, seemingly a clean slate, he can just compete for the job. He was not bad in his rookie year. That is the most stunning part of this whole thing. Him and Benford went back and forth on being really good rookie corners for the Bills in their first year. And then it was last year's training camp that he just never, ever, ever took any great opportunity. If anything, you just slowly and surely just saw him just go down the board, just go down the board. And then in the middle of the season, they trade for Rasul Douglas, and that was essentially it. But he was good in his rookie year. He gave you a lot of confidence heading into year two of like, man, they got two of them. It's a little concerning that Benford's equal to Elam, but they're both good. And just nothing happened. It was very, very weird. And on the secondary, Alex tweets in, I'm not that worried about the secondary. I don't see much of a drop-off in the personnel or the talent compared to the end of last year and the start of this year. Most of our defensive losses from the offseason were injured at the end of last year. I am excited for the wide receivers and Milano and Bernard duo. I agree with that. And on the point, and even on Mark's point, the caller as well, the Bills' defense is consistent because I would argue Sean McDermott might be the best defensive mind in football. I think a lot of the issues come into the playoffs when they do get burnt a lot by Kansas City or Cincinnati. Injuries. I know it's not the fun topic to go to. It is always just easier to go right to the coach sucks, the players suck, and everything's on fire. When you've got to play a third, fourth string linebacker against all-pro tight ends or Pro Bowl wide receivers or elite-level quarterbacks, you will get burnt more often than not, especially in the modern NFL where the rules and everything really does favor the offense as much as it does.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's why they've been so consistent. And I think now you add that consistent element of the McDermott system and how that works and how everyone needs to be in the right position to get on the field. And you add then the big play element they have not necessarily had on the defense outside of a few guys. I am so excited for this defense. And on Alex's point, we got four games of Milano and Bernard last year. That's it. And Bernard, you know, a few of those, you can argue, it's his first three, four games coming into the league. He's still getting used to it. Milano is already one of the best linebackers in football. We'll see how he looks post-injury. He is 30 and the whole thing. We'll see. But then Bernard looks like one of the best young guys. I am not worried about their defense in the slightest. That is a unit I am very excited about. And ultimately, if a guy like Cole Bishop gets on the field at safety, it means he's beaten out a number of NFL veterans, and that's only a great sign. That can only be taken as a great thing. If he's not on the field, perfect. It means the vets are playing good enough to keep a talented young rookie off the field. The defense, I have zero worries, or I have very little worries about. My one worry is the depth on the defensive line, namely edge rushers. Von Miller's health and where he is at is a big question mark. They have not added like another piece on the defensive line. They've drafted some guys. Dwayne Carter is someone I know. I think Lewis Riddick was really excited about him. He went on One Bills Live, I think, last week and talked about it, or earlier this week, and he talked glowingly about him. Ed Oliver is great. Greg Rousseau and AJ Epenesa have very good moments, and you'd like to see that become great moments. Haven't totally gotten there yet. I think a lot of their defense, though, does rely on Von Miller returning to that first year where, I mean, man, I cannot reiterate enough how good of a signing that was before his torn ACL. This is a guy that in, I think, 9 games had 8.5 sacks, including the Rams game, where essentially that defensive line shut the Rams down. They ended the game. Even with the Bills' offense not playing particularly well, having some early turnovers, they shut the game down. And the Chiefs game that year, Miller is the one that ends the game. That was a perfect signing until he tears his ACL. And yes, I think he gets in his own way when he talks arguably far too glowing and far too positive. It was always going to be something that was a little bit longer of a recovery. It's a torn ACL. He is in his 30s. It is going to take some time. Now is the year that you probably get excited for Miller. And ultimately him taking the pay cut and really putting all of that guaranteed money into what would have to be a great season from him is either a good sign, or it's at least a good sign. And at worst, it helps the Bills out in the long run. Let's take one more call here before we take our next time out. We've got Steve on the line. Steve, how are we doing today, my man?
Doing good. I just wanted to fire back from the Chase Claypool camp. I'm just trying to really speak it into existence. I think with as big and as physical as he is, with, you know, we're going to have some injuries this season no matter what, and we're going to need that. We're going to need another guy that, you know, can do something. So he's never had an alpha male quarterback. Regardless of how great Tomlin is as a head coach, you know, he's never done anything with the personalities over there. I think between Josh and McDermott, you know, we're going to get the best out of this guy. And if he works out, you know, Buffalo starts to become that destination for great talent that was never realized. And, you know, we can get a steady stream of these guys every year to maintain success that are looking to re-up and get that next contract.
Yeah, Steve, I agree with it. I totally get the whole just trying to will it into existence. Believe me, I have been there. I'm there at least with one player every single year. For me, it's Khalil Shakir. He looks amazing, and all the stats tell you he is amazing. So we'll see on that. I don't know. I get the quarterback thing. He's at the end of the career with Ben Roethlisberger, which at a certain point it was eerily reminiscent to Old Yeller at a certain point with Ben Roethlisberger at the end. Then he goes to Justin Fields, and just maybe Chicago's turning it around, but definitely at the time they had not. And Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, which is an offensive powerhouse, but it's very much they have their guys. I get very worried putting a lot of eggs into a basket of a guy who has all of the physical talents in the world but has not really realized them. I mean, as someone that watches a lot of college football and NFL football, that is far more likely than it is not. Even making an NFL roster, I mean, guys like Justin Shorter, who are on the Bills roster, gets drafted more for his physical talents. I think a lot of NFL teams think, Steve, like a lot of way you do, which is he's so big, he's so fast. How does this not work? It just sometimes doesn't. There's a very small difference between elite NFL players and just bench guys, but that difference in reality is massive. Because whether it be a mindset or just you move just that little bit faster, you're just that little bit more flexible, what have you, it's a world of difference. And Claypool to me is that perfect example of he has all of the talent in the world. He has everything you want in a modern NFL wide receiver, and yet he's never realized the talent. Sure, in part, is it on the quarterbacks? Absolutely. But then I do see a guy like a Garrett Wilson. Sure, first-round pick, but you know Claypool is a second-round pick. Garrett Wilson, still with bad quarterbacks, and I would say far worse than anything Claypool's had to deal with, still puts up 1,000 yards, and we all kind of argue like he's definitely better than that. Terry McLaurin in Washington, who was a third-round pick, and not nearly as physically talented or you know on paper as Claypool, figured it out and is working well with these quarterbacks. And I'd also say, sure, it'd be nice to kind of be able to like bring in a lot of like these guys that just haven't been able to like physically find it yet or haven't been able to take off yet in their career, but we've also tried that and been there and done it, and if it fails, it is a massive failure. I think Claypool is just more like if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We've signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He'll do the role. We know he'll do the role. It's not anything groundbreaking, but we know what he can do. Claypool is like if this works, that's great. You know, when they brought in Hardy and Sherfield, they really did actually need them to work. And when they didn't, it caused a lot of problems. I think they've avoided that problem this year. I could be very wrong. I could be very wrong on that because I was somebody that really, really loved all of the additions they made last year. And I ultimately was proven quite early horrifyingly wrong. But this year, I feel like they've just gone for guys that have been there, done it, know what they're doing, plus sprinkled in some young guys to keep the youth on this team forward, to keep an eye on the next 4 or 5 years. And that's what gets me excited, where last year kind of was just the underlying numbers. Trent Sherfield at a number three in Miami, and Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle being upset he's leaving. Now I'm less sure on that. I think that's why I'm there with Claypool, is that I kind of bought into it last year, and it bit me a little bit. It bit the Bills a little bit. And now I think they're playing it a little bit more safe while also having that pop ability. 803-0550 is the number to call. What are you looking for most for this Bills training camp? Are you also going to training camp as well? Because I am somebody, I'm not this year. I've got a lot of FOMO. I'm not even going to lie to you. I want to be in Rochester real bad. But 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.